All right, guys, good Sunday evening to you. I am so happy to be here. This is executive consultant Brooke Sedford calling in from Pearland, Texas, which I'm sure most of you have no clue where that is. We are just south of Houston, and believe it or not, we are really cold tonight. So I'm sure a lot of you up in the Northeast, I heard a lot of you calling in, are way colder than us, but we are super happy to be here. And, you know, we were blessed to be on the call a couple of weeks ago, and Richard and Mary said, hey, we'd love for you to host it for a few weeks for us. So I'm super excited again. And, you know, you guys kind of heard our story. We, you know, started about 3 years ago, and it's really changed everything for us. We absolutely love the business and have really loved getting to know some really, really wonderful people. You know, Chris and Jerry, they always say that this business attracts really great people, and that is 100% true. And this couple that is going to be talking tonight, I mean, they are absolutely remarkable, exceptional people. Whatever words you can use to describe them, I mean, it's just the best of the best of the best. You know, we got to meet them for the very first time when we went on our first 5-star trip to Hawaii, which was unbelievable because we were still senior consultants at the time. And here come this couple walking down the hallway, and we're just like starstruck. And, you know, they, for some reason, took us under their wing and said, hey, we'd love to help you guys and mentor you when we can. And their friendship has meant the world to us. And so just getting to know these two has just been a huge blessing in our business and just their friendship in general. So I would love to bring them on the call. Richard and Mary Amueto, are you there?
We are here, Brooke. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking on the role of hosting the Ambit Business Builder call for the next month.
Absolutely. I am so happy to do it. Thank you guys so much. And I know you're still on the time difference because you guys are still in Japan, which a lot of you guys know, you know, that story. But, you know, when I was thinking about a couple of things that I wanted to ask you guys, I don't actually know your story, you know, how it is that you got started in Ambit Energy, how you know, who told you about it, how you actually got your business going. So, and I don't know that a lot of people do know that part of your story. So can you just tell us briefly how it is that you guys got started and what made you think, hey, Ambit is the ticket for us?
I'm not really sure I know how we ended up in this strange place. we had a mortgage business. We had 4 offices in 4 states. And, you know, when we started off in that business, it really was kind of a way out of some other things that I was doing with a couple other businesses. And it seemed like it was a good fit for Mary and I to work together and partner together and give us some flexibility. But I think a lot of small business owners, what they find is that great business that once started turns to a little monster where it starts taking over ownership of you. And that's kind of where we found ourselves after about 4 years. And it was taking a toll on our family, our marriage, our just personal freedom. And, you know, we were open to starting another business, a traditional business, and we're starting to look at different models. And a friend of ours that we met through the mortgage business, who we spent quite a bit of time with, started talking to us about this Ambit opportunity. And we both told him no, maybe 8 or 9 times over a period of 3 months. And, you know, he did a very smart thing. He did what Brian teaches us to do, which is start the fire down below. He asked if he could talk to a guy in our office because, you know, he said, hey, he seems like a good personality, you know. Why don't we, do you mind if we call him? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And, a couple nights later, we're having pizza at a place there in Plano, Texas. And he says, hey, your friend's going to get started. Just want to know one thing. Do you want us to make all the money or do you want to make some of it? And I just slid my credit card across the table.
We didn't know anything about the business. We didn't know the name of the company. Did we even know it was electricity?
I knew it was electricity.
Okay, we hadn't seen a comp plan. Richard was open to another business. I wanted out of business ownership. I was done with business ownership. It started off great, but then just like Richard said, it became a monster. I was really going to be winding down and going back to the corporate world. I wanted to go back to engineering, and the reason why I got to engineering is because I hated the hours. I loved the work I did. I loved the people I worked with. I made tons of money doing it, but I worked all the time, and I thought, surely there's got to be a better quality of life that we could have, and I just found that business ownership was not it. So I just really was not open to something else. I just really wasn't at all. But one of the things we found was when that guy started working, we started getting little checks, and little checks started getting bigger. And when we had finally came to the conclusion that we were shutting down our mortgage business, I thought, well, you know, this thing is producing some residual income. When we only got one guy started, we know tons of people. And I thought, well, what if we could get a few more people just like that started? Maybe we could earn an extra $1,000 or $2,000 passively, and then we could go and build a real business, or I could go back to working a real job. And we had no idea. We had no idea that this would be a final career for us. And when we came to a meeting, and back then Jerry and Chris were at the meeting, I just had such a good sense from Jerry and Chris. I have a pretty good discernment when it comes to people, and I just really felt confident in their leadership and in their character, more importantly, because we've worked with people who they've had questionable character, and we just knew, and it turned out that our hunch was exactly right on that. So I felt good about Jerry and Chris, and our hunch on that was right, and the discernment was spot on, and they're just incredible men. And so kind of the rest is history.
You know, we were fortunate early on. I was just going to say one other thing. We were fortunate early on that, you know, as we were growing our business, we kind of outpaced our upline, our sponsorship, and they had to deal with some life stuff, with family stuff, and we really had to start reaching out to other leaders who were doing what we wanted to be doing. And so we were really blessed early on from a lot of great leadership to get coaching and mentoring from Crossline, which without that, I don't know how we would have done it. You know, we were strong, but without getting guidance through the woods, I think, you know, we could have easily gotten lost.
Right, right. You know, and that's so funny that you say that, because I think most of us, when we get started in this business, we don't have any clue what's about to happen. We don't have any clue what we actually have our hands on. And so when we say, hey, let's make an extra $100 here or there, and then all of a sudden it turns into what it turns into. It's just almost unbelievable, you know. So I just love that. I didn't really know where y'all came from in terms of your story. So I think that will hit home with a lot of people that, you know, but you have to, I'm sure you guys treat it like a business. I'm sure you didn't treat it like a hobby, right? I mean, when you looked at it, you said, hey, this is a business and we're going to treat it like one. And so I think that's something to note, that if you're going to treat it like a hobby, you're going to get paid hobby money. If you treat it like a business, you'll get paid like a business. So just confirming that's the truth about, you know, how you guys have been running your business.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when I went to the first business presentation, I saw the compensation plan, and those big numbers don't really impress me, but I understand numbers and I'm good at them because I'm an engineer. And I saw that 25 cent customer residual bonus, and I went home, and the very first thing I did was bust out an Excel spreadsheet, and I calculated, okay, if we got to regional consultant, which was imminent, and we only personally sponsored 5 people, but everybody only sponsored 1.5 people, and we took that down, replicated that through 30 levels, which over time would happen, and every consultant got on average 4 customers per consultant, which was the company average at the time, and we multiplied it by the quarter, that residual income was $16,000 a month. And I thought, man, we would be stupid not to build this business, because over time, if we would just focus our efforts, we could eventually get there. I don't know if it was going to take 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, but I know lots of people who've worked 30 years and do not have even $1,000 in residual income. So what we did was we went home and we made a list. Nobody told us to make a list, but we knew what we needed to do was get to senior consultant as quick as possible, because at senior consultant was the only place that we could make a decent living. And I'm not saying make set the world on fire, but really make enough of a living where we could earn what would be equivalent to a salary. Prior to that, there's just not enough money in bonuses to make a living. So our first goal was to get to senior consultant. And we, that guy had already been working, and we got to regional that night. And then what we did was we made a huge list of all the people we know. We probably had about 600 names on our first list. I called my brother and his wife, and I asked if he would, they would pick up our girls on Saturday. And first thing in the morning, they took them all day. And what I did that Saturday was I cranked the phones, and I made call after call after call after call after call. I mean, I think I didn't even break for lunch. I had a sandwich between calls, and I just kept cranking those phones. And we personally sponsored 14 out of the 18 people we needed to get to senior, and we got to senior consultant in 16 days. And we just focused. The next thing was just to make at least $1,000 a week. That was our goal. $1,000 a week was, it wasn't going to set us financially free, but, and it wasn't going to replace our mortgage income, but it was, it would have been enough income for us to be able to not have to get another job or not have to start another business right away. And so we just set our goals on that, and we just said, okay, we're going to make $1,000 a week. That was our goal and our focus. And then when $1,000 hit, then it was, you know, $2,000 a week. And we just kept making some financial goals. We did not look at residual income. We didn't even think about residual income. We were just looking. I just knew that the only way for you to make residual income was to get weekly income, because the only way to get a weekly check was to gather customers. And I knew that if we could just get our weekly checks to where we could live on, then the residual would come over time. And so we've always been that where we've just focused our goals on our weekly check and how much we can make weekly, and worked on that so that we can get to our monthly goal eventually.
You know, the other thing about that for consultants that have been in the business now for, let's say, less than 2 years or so, that was during a time where the investment to join Ambit was around $460. So it wasn't $100. And, you know, it was, and we didn't have the tools that we have today. We had flip charts. You know, so we just didn't have the thing. I mean, to go fast today is easier than ever because we have the tools, we've lowered the barrier of entry. There's so many reasons and things that are in place to support you in building your business fast.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, what I got from a lot of that was you just took all out massive action as you wanted to make it happen. So a lot of us who may be twiddling our thumbs, you know, take that and heed that advice. It's time for that massive action. I know you guys have several things you want to talk about, but one of my last questions, at least right now, would be, I know you guys are moving back soon. What kind of food are you excited to eat when you get back to Texas?
Whataburger, Tex-Mex, what else?
Honestly, I am super excited about eating watermelon and strawberries because it's really expensive here. Like a regular size watermelon would be $50 here.
Wow.
$50.
I thought you were going to say Whataburger.
No, not Whataburger.
And I said Whataburger.
And I'm super excited to have asparagus. So in Japan, three stalks of asparagus is about $3 at the grocery
wow.
store. It's ridiculous. So some new fresh veggies. But yeah, we are actually we're in the throes of packing our last-minute things. We are getting on a plane in about 20 hours to head back to America. So this is literally our very last call that we'll be doing from Japan. It's a very, certainly a bittersweet time. Our kids have really grown up here in Japan for the last 18 months. You know, I think everyone's really sad to leave. It's been a great season for us and our family. Been very challenging for business, but we've definitely grown through the process. But, you know, one thing I can say to all the consultants is your business is going to have seasons. You know, there's going to be some really great seasons. There's going to be some really hard seasons. What's going to take you through the seasons is having some great cross-line partnerships, running buddies that you can run alongside with, as well as some great mentorship. You know, we had lots of people that we've been fortunate. We've been mentored by. We've also been fortunate that we've gotten to participate and help mentor some really great leaders in the business. And what I can tell you is you will have tough seasons because of either what's happening in the business or what's happening in the economy or what's happening in your personal life. And if you're trying to go at it alone, those tough seasons will take you out of the game. They'll completely take you out and discourage you. And you will not be able to experience the really great seasons, the seasons where everything seems to be clicking, things are going great. I mean, there's been seasons where we've struggled through the business, and there's been seasons where it's five star after five star after five star, you know. So we've had both. So don't think that it's been easy riding for us all the time. You know, when we got to EC, we were personally sponsoring like crazy. And we probably didn't have any traction until we sponsored executive consultant Jared Abshire, like almost 3 years in from being executives. I mean, we just did not have any traction, just nothing seemed to be producing any fruit. And we just kept personally sponsoring because that's the thing that we knew to do. And it was a very discouraging time. We fast-tracked to senior and fast-tracked to executive and executive. It was a slow crawl to start. And so we understand when you guys have those seasons where it's tough. And what do you do during those seasons? You keep plugging in, you keep getting on the calls, you keep getting mentorship, you keep growing yourself personally. And then when you have seasons of success, you know, it's also equally important to look and see what are you doing in those seasons that's producing that success, you know, and don't stop doing what you did to get there. A lot of times we see people that they hit success and then they start managing and they stop building and then they look up and the momentum's gone and they ask what happened. Well, you quit doing what you were doing to create that momentum to begin with. So, you know, we just want to encourage people that your business is going to go through all sorts of seasons and every season is an opportunity to grow.
You know, I think one of the mistakes that consultants make these days is because Ambit's been around a little while, you've got people that have had success, and, you know, you've come into the business and you weren't around to see how that leader became a leader. You know, you didn't see them in the early days when they stunk in front of the room. You didn't see them when they were struggling having their parents or their family members tell them no, or their spouse saying, don't you dare go to another meeting or whatever that is. You didn't see that process. You only see the public profile. You just didn't see what happened behind the scenes. And what people tend to do sometimes is they start comparing themselves to that person, and a few different things happen. One, maybe they get jealous. Two, maybe they disempower themselves. You know, and then three, which is probably the best thing to do, which is get empowered by that, oh my gosh, somebody else is able to do this. They have the same tools, the same system, the same territories, the same rates and plans, the same websites. They got the same everything, and they're winning. Maybe I should find out what they're doing to win. And but I see time and time again, people start chasing either some kind of status in Ambit, or they start doing things to cut corners on getting promoted. And what they don't realize is that eventually that all catches up. So what we focused on was building our business the way that we felt was going to be the most sustainable, the way that was going to create duplication, the way that was going to be able to, where our enthusiasm and our leadership and training would transfer to somebody else. And at some point in time, there would be enough people that would be able to do the same thing, either equal, a little lesser, or even better. I always tell the team, listen, I don't want to be the glass ceiling. Don't look to me as your glass ceiling. You know, look to other people. If you want to find a glass ceiling, look a little higher than me, please. You know, we're still growing our business. You know, we have focused, as Mary kind of talked about, the seasons. There's been times, seasons in our business, where we've dialed way back because we wanted to have certain time with our family. We wanted to have, when Brittany was graduating from high school, you know, there was a chance that, like what happens for a lot of 18-year-olds, they graduate, they go off to college, you know, they don't come back home, They get married a few years after that. I mean, life just dramatically changes. You went from having, you know, them waking up for breakfast every day, and all of a sudden they're married and having kids. Well, we wanted to make sure that we got to invest some critical time with her and that with her siblings, got to spend that time together, which is one of the reasons why Japan's been so special, because we've all been immersed in an 1,100 square foot apartment, which is not normal for us back home. And she's got to spend that time with her siblings like she would have never had before. She would have been full-time in college. So use this business to create the seasons you want in your life. Don't look to this, don't work this business and look at this business like, I got to get to where so-and-so is. That's the worst. You know, if you look at boxers, and I grew up as a competitive fighter, you know, the worst thing I could ever do after training for 6 months and getting in the ring with someone is start trying to fight somebody else's fight. You've got to fight like you've trained for. And every fighter that loses a match, for the most part, is usually because somewhere during the match they realized they weren't prepared, or that they realized that it's like, oh, they just did something and I need to start doing what they're doing. And they completely throw their training out the window. So what you want to do is focus on the fundamentals, make sure you're plugged in, set your goals, set your targets, get the right people around you that are going to empower you to do the things that you need to do. When you hit those stuck points, then you have those people to go to get over it. But don't start comparing yourself to somebody else. It'll be a slippery slope. You cannot win. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Whether they're doing it right or whether they're doing it wrong, it doesn't matter. You've got to figure out how to make this business work for you and the lifestyle you're seeking.
Yeah, I tell people the same thing. The comparison game usually has no fruit unless you're the type of person that the comparison game drives you to action. Like there's something about that that inspires you, that maybe you look at somebody and think, wow, I look at them and they're like me, or they're not much different than me, or I've got way more experience than they do, and they've had success. I could have success too. Only use that if that's going to inspire you into action to spur something inside of you. I think a lot of people really underestimate the mental mind game in this business. I mean, it really is. I think the people who have the most success quickly are the people who come into this business with a real strong mental mind game. They've already done the work. They've already done a lot of personal growth. They already have strong character, and they bring that and great work ethic into this business, and they have explosive growth. You know, some other people come into the business and they've not had that. They've not had business success. They've not had a great upbringing, and so they're having to fight that. I tell people, listen, it's like running a 5K. You know, we are going to do a team 5K next fall, and a lot of people on our team don't know it yet that they're doing it, and some of the leaders on our team, I've voluntold them to do that. But the thing about the 5K is it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in today, because there's enough time to work to get into shape for the 5K, because it's only a 5K. Some people are ready for it today. Some people are going to have to work. They're going to have to work and build stamina, lose some weight, change the way they eat. But everybody has the ability to do it given enough time. And that's this business. This business is like getting ready for a 5K. Some people come into the business already ready, already prepared, already in shape. They got the mental mind game and they're good to go with not a lot of direction. Some people are going to need more coaching, more time, more dedicated, intentional effort to get themselves ready for that. But it doesn't mean that it's impossible. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means you got a little more work. But what I can tell you is wherever you are, no matter how much work there is for you to do, you can do it and it's worth it. So you might be in a place where you have already done the deal. You might be the person that's mentoring somebody and encouraging someone and helping someone get to the other side and hurdle that wall and really climb that wall that they've got to get over. You know, that's the beauty of this business, is you've got a team of people cheering you on, supporting you, because there's so much success available for everybody. This is not like your typical network marketing company where, you know, there's only enough available for a certain few. There's more than enough available for everybody on the call.
you know, the comp plan works, and it requires consistency, diligence, coachability, and it is not something that you can fast track promotions, but it takes time and consistency to build the kind of residual that you're looking for, which is what we're all in this for. You know, so it happened about a year sooner than I thought would happen. We had a senior consultant, either Judge Jack and Miller Club, and something started several years ago, and they stayed consistent and made sure they got their things maintained so they can get paid on 7-11. They haven't promoted higher than senior consultant, yet because the compensation plan is designed to start, they got their yellow jacket. Now, I think in years to come, we're going to see more senior consultants get their yellow jacket. We're going to see probably even regional consultants get their yellow jacket. And in any other marketing company on the planet, that will not happen. It is non-existent. You know, whether I don't know how many comp plans you've looked at in your lifetime. I've looked at a bunch. It just doesn't work that way, because typically what happens in any other network marketing company, as soon as someone achieves a rank for you, you lose the majority of your income. You don't get production anymore. You don't get the base of those customers and so forth. But when Chris Chambliss designed the compensation plan, he designed it in a way that people were going to really truly achieve passive residual income if they stayed consistent. And he has never wavered on that. He's not changed that. It has always been a very minimal status. If someone joined as a marketing consultant and they sponsored one great person and they never promoted beyond marketing consultant, but they got their 20 customer points, and that person that they sponsored went all the way to national consultant over X amount of years, that marketing consultant is going to make 7 levels of residual on that national's business as an MCRC, SCEC, NC. That doesn't exist anywhere. So wherever you are in the business right now, I don't care what your rank is, I don't care how long you've been in the business, how new you've been in the business, just understand, you have your hands on something so incredibly special and unique to the entire industry. I'll say industries, MLM, network marketing, however you want to phrase that, and energy. And you've got your hands on something very, very special. And if you didn't get a chance to hear Jerry's speech on the Age of Power at Ambition, if that didn't get you chills, I don't know what will, because we are in a very special time with the energy industry transforming radically over time. And it's happening right before our eyes, and people are missing it.
You come in and you don't go to training, you know, it's not going to happen.
I can't do anything.
You know, I unplug the trainings out there, then they go there. All those
Richard, you there?
Tour.
Sorry, guys.
Can you hear us? Because somebody was talking, so we muted the lines again.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, sorry about that, guys. You know, this Age of Power is something very special and very unique. We're not going to see it happen again in our lifetimes. You know, the movements for more electric cars, more solar, energy-efficient homes, it is expanding rapidly. And here's the great thing about all that. Yeah, Ambit's not in every state in America. It covers almost the entire country of Japan. We're in small pockets of Canada. There's other places around the world that are deregulating or are deregulated, and those markets are being looked at on a regular basis to see what's next for the company. Technology is advancing with energy like never before, and you get to be partnered with the number one direct seller of electricity in the world. No one else can wear that cape, wear that hat, throw that trophy around. You are a part of something special. So anything else that you look at that you might think, oh, well, that might be easier, this might be better, just know you are selling yourself short. You are taking on a bowl of soup to give away your birthright. And that is just it, plain and simple. We know exactly that this company has the ability to deliver every financial dream or every lifestyle that a consultant's looking for. And someone asked me when I was back home back in September, says, when do you think you'll stop you know, building your ambit business? When do you think you'll stop presenting in front of the room or training and this, that, and the other? And I said, I will stop as soon as I think sponsor someone, they can't make it to national, that they can't achieve financial goals. And this medical can happen. This company will continue to grow and expand and develop for people that's consistent and committed over time. And they're going to deliver what they said they were going to do. So I'm just, you know, obviously we're so thrilled and impressed with the company, with her family. Our kids get to live a life that would have never been possible with any other business. And, you know, I'll say that also, that Ambit might be a vehicle for you to fund the biggest dream of your life, and it might be another business. Nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with having multiple streams of income, but everyone needs a funding vehicle. Some people have chosen to make this a full-time business, and it is all they're going to do. That's fine. Others are going to find ways to branch off and do other things, maybe be involved in a nonprofit or start another business. All that is fine. Just know, you need a funding vehicle, and it can deliver that, and nothing's going to pay your residual income. People in your city, each and every month, that they've got to pay no matter what. So, you know, I did want to just tailor off with a couple things here real quick, Brooke, and that is, you know, we just had the Scranton Power Trip there just the past weekend, and right now, early bird registration has been released at ambitpowertrip.com for the Dallas Power Trip that is going to be happening in April of 2019. And those dates is going to be the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So the 4th is the business presentation. The 5th is a leadership breakfast. The evening is with Chris and Jerry doing open Q&A. And then the 6th is a Saturday, which is all-day power training. And here's what I can tell you about Power Trip. If you've never been to one, you got to get to one, because this is the only field event that corporate has personally been a part of since day one. Chris and Jerry or John Burke make themselves available twice a year to come to Power Trip, where they cast vision just like they do at Simulcast Ambition, but then they do something they don't do anywhere else. They do an open questions from consultants. If you're a brand new marketing consultant, you want to ask Jerry a question, go right ahead. If you're a seasoned consultant, you want to ask Chris a question, you go right ahead. And it doesn't get filled, you know, it doesn't go through attorneys first. It's literally straight from the horse's mouth, our leadership of our company. And there's nothing more powerful than open space. So highly encourage you to be a part of that. There's early bird VIP admission for the leadership breakfast and training ticket. And then there's another option for the training ticket, leadership breakfast, and the lunch. So
we're super excited that Brian Lavore has turned over the Dallas Power Trip class. So we'll be the host of Power Trip. Definitely an honor for us to take that on. We've worked with Brian on Power Trip for years now. So we definitely have some large shoes to fill, no pun intended, but certainly literal sense as well. But he and I at Power Trip in Scranton, and we just wanted to announce it to you guys. We're going to have a lot of the same things happening. We're not going to be changing it too much, but over the next few years, Power Trip, you'll start to see a lot more leaders from the field that will be training on specific things that they're doing. And really, it's our desire that when you use the Power Trip, you actually have an action plan of what you're going to do next to take your business to the next level. So we are super excited. We're going to be in Houston for Simulcast. Some of our consultants had asked us if we're going to do a watch party in Dallas, and I said, absolutely not. We're not going to do that. Everyone's going to drive to Houston because it is so close and it is so important for all of us to be together. So we're super excited to be attending that as well as the after party. And we'll get to see Brooke and Terry and their whole gang there too. So we're excited to be moving back to Texas, and we'll certainly be able to see all of you guys on the other side of the ocean.
Well, the other thing also is what's important about Simulcast is if you're not registered for Simulcast, you're not eligible for the new promotions corporate just released. So make sure you download the flyers as it pertains to your business to find out your promotional bonus for the Northeast or for Texas, or should I say non-Texas and Texas. And because if you're not registered for simulcast, you can't get the double bonus or you can't get the 50% bonus. So incredibly important that you are registered for simulcast. Otherwise, you're just leaving a bunch of money on the table. Now, if you're not planning on building your business for the next couple of months, okay, maybe you don't need to, but that doesn't sound like a good idea either. So my recommendation is you plant your flag in the future, you run to the flag, and you get your team to run with you to go build for 2019. How you finish off 2018 will determine how your 2019 starts. Do not fall to prey and weakness of so many others that are going to choose to get distracted because of the holidays. Leaders build no matter what. Yeah, you take time for friends and family. You do what you've got to do. But guess what? If your open sign is closed, guess what? Things are going to slow down and die off for you. So you stay moving and you do the things that work for you in growing and developing your business. One other thing I'll leave is today's Veterans Day. Tomorrow is the observance of Veterans Day. Please make sure you do whatever you can to honor our veterans who have served. Some have paid with their life. Some are serving today. Some are retired. But, you know, those veterans out there, they give us the quality of life and the freedom so that we get to do what we get to do. And I know we've got a lot of AMBIT consultants that are veterans, and just make sure you give honor to those people and do what you can for them and recognize them. So, Brooke, that's all we've got for now. I appreciate you taking on the hosting role. We're going to have Brian McClure on the call next week, our number one income earner, and he's got a wealth of information that you're going to want to hear. He's got a trip that he just came back from on Japan, flew straight into Scranton, Pennsylvania to do power trips, so I know he's got a bunch of stuff that he wants to talk about. So make sure you get you and your team on the call next week to listen to our number one income earner, Brian McClure. Thanks, Brooke.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard and Mary, so much. You're just full of wisdom. And, you know, what the today at church, our pastor talked about integrity and how important integrity is. And that's just you guys in a nutshell. You've always built your business with integrity. You're just wonderful leaders to follow. So anyone and everyone on the call, do whatever Richard and Mary are doing, because I promise you they're doing the right thing. They're doing it with integrity. The way they were just honest about saying, hey, there's seasons of the business. There's ups, there's downs. A lot of leaders just want to kind of mask and say, hey, everything's great. You know, the business is great. It's all flowers and roses. Well, you know, it's not always. It's a business. It's life. So thank you guys so much for just being honest, being people that are full of integrity. We just so appreciate you and your leadership. So I know a lot of people want to say thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines, and let's tell Richard and Mary how much we love them, and y'all have a great week.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.